It's been a rough winter for many restaurants on the Central and South Coasts. The state's COVID-19 stay-at-home orders shut down on-site outdoor dining at a time of year when they're normally doing big business.
The last couple of months have been really tough because, you know, the holidays was our big time to shine, you know, and we had everything all set up for the holidays, and I just got the Christmas tree in on Saturday, and we ended up closing down on Sunday night. So, yeah, it was very tough. So, unfortunately, it felt like, you know, the Grinch stole Christmas.
Warren Butler is general manager of Santa Barbara's Chase Restaurant and Lounge. The State Street restaurant has been a go-to spot in the community for four decades. Like many restaurants, it hobbled through the last few months doing takeout only.
More and more people were even stopped doing to-goes. You know, at first starts, I'm not going to do it Monday, and then I'm only going to do it weekends, and then why do it at all? And then why even, you know, before you know it, you're like, okay, why even bother? The restaurant business is tough enough. The margins are very small. Hopefully people realize the need for restaurants.
Butler says they stayed open during the holidays and into the new year, operating at a loss.
We went from, you know, being, you know, 50% down to being 75% down. So it was a big hit. It was tough. And we also wanted to employ, you know, some of the employees. So we just tried to staff it up, you know, as much as we could and do what we could. But we lost money. And, you're going to lose money anyway, even if you don't open up, because you still got to pay your rent and electricity and so on and so forth. So we ended up, you know, losing, but we felt it was worthwhile to take care of, you know, some of the staff and plus be ready when we, you know, when they gave us the go-ahead.
Butler says when it comes to bad news for the region's restaurants, when it rains, it pours. They get the go-ahead to resume outdoor service, and what could be the biggest storm of the season is expected to hit the region this week, making the prospect of dining outdoors less than inviting.
It's raining and windy and it is tough. We were lucky, you know, for the last 6 months to have great weather and closing down. You know, it was like, you know, 70, 80 degrees out there. And it made it feel that much worse because, you know, it would be one thing if it was raining and it was going to be, you know, and we weren't set up for the holidays as we were. But every time we turn around, there's another thing that's affecting us. And it's, you know, you have to love the business.
State health officials moved Monday to lift the stay-at-home orders. They'd been using hospital intensive care unit capacity in the state's regions' guidance for closures. If it dropped below 15%, it triggered the orders. But the latest four-week projection shows ICU capacity for the 11-county Southern California region, which includes Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties, rising to 33%. The net result is the state is dropping the regional approach and returning to the color tiers. The Tri-Counties is in the most restrictive tier, purple, but Governor Gavin Newsom says that still opens the door to reopenings.
Restaurants can open for outdoor dining with modifications. Nail hair salons can open with modifications. Certain youth sports can resume for competition in particular with, again, modifications.
But the reopenings and some improvements in statistics don't mean the crisis is over. Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties had 4,200 new cases of the virus and 32 additional deaths Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The governor says if we get complacent, we could see another surge.
We're not out of the woods. We're seeing a flattening of the curve. Everything that should be up is up. Everything that should be down is down. Case rates, positivity rates, hospitalizations, ICUs, testing starting to go back up, as well as vaccination rates in this state. But we are not out of the woods.
For some of those in business who've been hard hit by COVID-19, like hair salons and barbershops, the reopenings are a lifeline. And for restaurants, a return to outdoor dining is expected to be a help, especially when the weather improves. But longtime restaurant owner and manager Warren Butler says for some in his business, it's already too late. He says some of the places which shut their doors in the last year will never reopen.
No, it's already happened. I mean, you know, in the news, we all heard Beachside just closed down in Goleta, you know, to a restaurant right along the ocean there, right on the beach in Goleta, you know, and something famous and beautiful like that, you know, closes, you know, we're in trouble. A lot of people, they're not going to make it. I think anybody that was having a tough time before is definitely, you know, in tougher shape.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.